You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Hi, Jamie Lee.
Afternoon.
How are you going?
Good, thank you. Yourself, Tess?
Good, thank you. So first up, Labour Corrections spokesperson Calvin Davis spoke about an idea to have prisons run by Māori and applying Māori values to those institutions. However, Bill English has shut down this proposal, saying rehabilitation efforts already take Māori values into account. Marama Fox doesn't believe this idea is over just yet, so what is National stance on this? Is this something completely off the board, or are the government considering this, or is it worth debating?
Well, I don't think it's wrong to be considering how we can try and reduce Māori reoffending, and that's been the government's priority for many, many years now, reducing reoffending across the board and reducing Māori reoffending. I don't think that you necessarily have to have a Māori-only prison, though, to do that, and say every other prison is for non-Māori. We actually have quite a number of programs in place that have been set up recently to designed to try and reduce Māori reoffending. For example, earlier this year, Paula Bennett and Amy Adams announced that there's another $10 million that we're putting into initiatives to improve Māori justice outcomes. There's a program that's aimed at preventing at-risk young Māori from offending by assisting them to build positive whānau relationships. One of the other cool initiatives that was entered into earlier this year too was a relationship between corrections and the kingitanga movement around trying to reduce Māori reoffending as well. Where we can get iwi and hapu and whānau to take stake in reducing Māori offending and reoffending, that's probably the best way in which we can help Māori stay out of prisons as well. So there's an accord between the kingitanga and corrections that looks at health and wellbeing of Māori offenders in custody. It looks at the rehabilitation of Māori prisoners and ensuring that they don't offend in the future, and also how we can reintegrate Māori prisoners back into the community. There's a room for Māori values in the correction system. You don't have to have a Māori-only prison to do that, though.
So Marama Fox does still talk about this being an inevitable future for our prisons, and she talks about finding a pathway to reach that. Is there a pathway that National have discussed or are looking at that, or are there any ideas that might entail this?
Well, the Māori Party is part of the government. They take a stake in all things Māori and all things to do with the country too. Madam Fox and the Māori Party, they don't always share the same view as the National Party. That's healthy that we have that debate. We think, though, that focusing on reducing offending and reoffending by targeted programs that have Māori values, where we can work with iwi on these issues as well, just as we're doing with the Kingitanga movement, that's the way in which we can reduce Māori offending and reoffending in the future. Marama Fox, look, she should be having that debate. She's doing her job as a representative. Our job as a government, we believe, is to try and reduce offending. Reoffending's down by 10% since we became government. That's a positive news story. Part of that is because we work with prisoners more in the prisons to try and ensure that they are rehabilitated. That doesn't just happen with Māori, it happens with non-Māori too, across the board. Where we can help Māori reduce reoffending, we want to do that. And we think we are doing that already.
Well, I mean, Labour leader Andrew Little does say that more than half the prison population are Māori, and Māori are totally and disproportionately represented in our prison system. So whatever we are doing right now doesn't seem to be working, and there needs to be some ideas for something new. So do National have a discussion around this on the board right now? Do they have some ideas that are alternatives to what Labour has proposed?
Well, yes, we're doing it right now, and we do more and more every single year. As I mentioned, reoffending's down. That's just not non-Māori reoffending, that's Māori reoffending as well. The rates are coming down, there's fewer people coming out of prisons and are reoffending. And where we can target programs into the justice system to try and assist Māori communities to ensure they're not committing crimes, we're doing that. And we will see more and more reductions in reoffending in the future, I believe. What we're opposed to is just saying you have to segregate Māori and segregate non-Māori to reduce reoffending. We are seeing results already. We just need to do more and more of it. I don't think this is something you can solve overnight, and I don't think that having a separate prison for non-Māori would solve all the issues there. It's about taking a holistic view about the way in which prisoners live their lives, how they have come to the point of interacting with corrections. It's not just a justice issue, it's an education issue as well, it's a social welfare issue too. Taking a whole of government approach to these issues has been our approach. That great word that we talk about nearly every week, Tess, social investment, the way in which we can do this better in the future will lead to better outcomes. So look, the debate is healthy. Good on Martin Fox and Andrew Little for discussing it, but our approach is to use Māori values across the whole system where it will work.
Yeah, I mean, are there any benefits you can see from this proposed idea, though?
From the idea of Māori prisons?
Yeah.
Look, I think the benefit of it is that we're focusing on trying to help people. Back in the good old days, no, not the good old days, back in the old days, prisons were there just to lock people up and punish them. We don't take that approach anymore with the prisons. Other countries might, but we don't. Prisons now are about ensuring that the people that end up leaving prisons are able to be rehabilitated better back into the community, that are going to go on and hopefully get a job, get an education, so they live a better life and don't have interactions with corrections again, and reducing re-offending and reducing victimisation. That's what prisons are now focused on. We need to do that more and more. And over a number of decades, we will continue to see more and more results. I don't think the answer is just to say, hey, let's move Māori out by themselves. We can achieve outcomes for Māori and non-Māori alike by the programs that are being put in place.
Okay, so moving on to the Department of Conservation. So Conservation Minister Maggie Berry has announced that the government's plan to pump $76 million over the next 4 years into a fund for the Department of Conservation to upgrade and develop tourist facilities and expand the Great Walks network. Conservation groups are worried that the government is interested in making money off the conservation estate more so than keeping it safe. So how is this funding going to protect threatened plants and animals?
Well, it's the Department of Conservation budget has been growing every year anyway. This particular funding is part of a wider tourism package. There's $178 million in the package. Part of it is for tourism infrastructure up and down the country where we're working with councils, but $76 million of it is dock-specific tourism infrastructure. The reality is we have more visitors coming to our country. They love the nature and the beauty of this country, and they're using the dock estate more. So we need to have the infrastructure in place to support those tourists. And by having the infrastructure in place to support tourists more, that means that we do ensure that they leave less of a footprint behind when they leave the country after enjoying it. And if we can free up funding by getting more levies and more funding from tourists, when they come into the country, which DOC's looking at, that also frees up funding to put into biodiversity protection programs, ensuring our wild flora and fauna are better looked after. So you can't just say $76 million for tourism means we don't care about the rest of DOC's values. That's not true. We'll be increasing DOC's budget, as we always have, and we will also see more funding going into protection.
But, I mean, I think increasing tourism and pumping more people through, I think we need to see how is that going to benefit and conserve these environments.
Becoming, Tess, unless you want to put the walls up at the border and say, you know, welcome, you can't stop people coming to our country. We've got one of the most beautiful countries in the world and tourists want to come here. That's positive for the country economically, and we need to ensure also that they are leaving as little of a footprint as possible. By putting tourism infrastructure in place, ensuring that there's good quality ways of removing litter and stopping any impacts on the environment, we can have our cake and eat it too. We can keep our beautiful country and we can have other people from around the world enjoy it as well. So the $76 million won't just be there for tourists, it's for all New Zealanders and it's for the dock estate in totality. It will mean that there's more money available to ensure that there's protection for the beautiful parts of our country that DOC looks after.
But I mean, what kind of thing can we what kind of improvements can we expect to see in actual biodiversity from this funding? Is there any of the funding that's not focused on the tourism industry?
Well, look, I don't know what the whole DOC budget is, and look, I'm not an expert in this area, but we've got more funding. We've been increasing funding across the board on government programs. DOC has been generously looked after as well, and there will be further announcements coming through the budget where we will see more funding for a whole range of environmental initiatives and in the conservation sector. Yesterday's announcement was a tourism-specific announcement. That doesn't mean that there aren't going to be other announcements around DOC. If the criticism around trying to see that tourists pay more of their way when they come to using New Zealand and using the DOC estate, that's not making money off tourists. That's ensuring that they pay part of the costs that they cause the government and the country. So if we can get tourists to pay more towards the costs that they create, that means there'll be more funding available for protection, for biodiversity initiatives. And that's a positive thing as well.
Okay, well, thank you for talking to us today, Jamie Lee.
No problem, Tess.
Have a good afternoon. Bye.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.